Hey, learning from this was kind of listening to Shai, Moshe and Daniel Rick, as well as Israel. So we're not for Moshe, we're supposed for Shalom, Chaim, Moshe, and Malkin, and Baruch, and Sarah, Malkin, and Chitz, and Pekodino, and it's supposed for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we are starting a new Sif today, Simen, Reshon, and Gimel, Sif, Gimel. A very important discussion that we're about to get into. You wake up in the morning, you see that your pot got burnt or dried out, got congealed, and you're worried that it's going to get ruined. Yachol lahasir. So now here we're talking about a case your pot was on the fire directly. Okay, there was no groof of a ketumah, there was no blech, which obviously, as we mentioned, we don't do. But it's important, we'll get to the halacha. You can go take an old earthenware, we'll see why I said earthenware in a moment. Take an old earthenware pot and turn it up, put it on the opening of the kira. And then you take your pot that was on the open fire before Shabbos, and you are concerned that it's going to get burnt, so you picked it up. And you take a pot and you put it over the opening on top of the kira, and then you go ahead and you take your pot with the food in it, right? And you put it on top of the empty pot that you just put on over the fire. Now again, the Mechaber is talking about an earthenware pot. You should not take your pot with the food and put it down. That it should remain hot. Remember, because over here, essentially, what you're doing is a chazara, but you're taking it off an open fire and doing chazara to a fire that's groof of a ketumah, and you're basically ketumah because it's covered up, but you're doing the covering up on Shabbos. So the mechaber, you remember, the mechaber said that you need all the conditions. It has to be hot, you shouldn't put it down, da'at lachzer. As he's saying over here, although this is even a, not even, certainly, this is even a greater chazara because you're taking it from an open fire and you're putting it back on into a covered fire. So you have to make sure to keep the older conditions. However, the Ramah says that when it comes to the chazara, if you didn't keep all those requirements, it would be okay as well. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Yeshana, he said you have to take an old pot. Because you remember when you used to make an earthenware pot, the last thing you have to do is you have to fire the pot, meaning you have to heat it up very hot, and then it becomes hardened, it becomes a pot. So if you take a new one that wasn't yet used, essentially you're completing the keli, so you have a separate problem of makabapatish of completing a keli on Shabbos. Shalanu, hours already completed in the factory. They already get fired in the factory. After you can even take a brand new pot. Okay, he's talking about earthenware pots. We'll talk about metal pots in a moment. Reikonis has to be empty. The tafshil. Why does it have to be an empty pot that you're using to cover the fire? So he says it's obvious because if it has food in it, gufa, you can't put that because of the food that's in there. So obviously it has to be an empty pot. He's just warning us, the mechaber, that it should be an empty pot. Al pi akira on the opening, the havale kira kegufa ketuma. Now your kira becomes ketuma. Share kederes as pi akira because the pot blocks up the hole on top of the kira. Umemela similar to our blech. Umemela muta achikach lahasamalei kederes shatavshu b'teichai. It's as if you are going ahead and putting the therefore you're allowed to go ahead and put your pot back out on to the L, the Chazara, Gabi Grufa, Grufa Ketuma, Mutta. Essentially, by taking the pot off, covering the fire, all you're doing now is Chazara. So practically, before we'll talk about metal in a minute, practically, you come home and you realize you forgot to put your blech on. You left your chalent on top of the fire, right? You leave it on the fire. First of all, we generally don't do that, but you leave it on top of the fire. By tomorrow morning, your child is going to be burnt. Okay, so what did Mechaber tell us? I can take the pot off. I can cover the fire, right? And then do chazar, put the pot back on. Okay, very negaya. Ulafizek, who I didn't gamma tanur, shalani jace betoicha, gamke shari litu lamailo, gabi maziva, shalatanur. So there they had the ovens that the fire was inside. You can put the pot down on top. So you can take the pot out from the inside and put it down on top since you have a hefsek. They used to have in the tanner, they used to have these little warming boxes. Nothing to do with our warming drawers. That's a separate discussion. Okay, my real is the tzarich lahafsek shem lemaziva beze eitz adafli kari v'yosem akadeir olel. That I am chay mashra sefer simen berma. That if you had your oven, right? Not our ovens, their ovens. That was made from stone. Where you put the pot inside. You want to put the pot on top, since sometimes people will cook there anyway. You have to put something down on top of it to show that it's not the normal way. Right? I'm going to run this b'seif simen reish and test b'dinei. He said you have to put something there to make a hecker that it's not the normal way. Right? You're allowed to put it there on Shabbos. I'm sorry. Again, we don't have these cases. This that you want to be able to return it. It is if the pot is still hot. So here, had the pot on the fire, I'm like, oh my gosh, I took it off, and then it cooled off. Obviously, you can't put it back on the blech, the same rules that we had till now of Chazara, even though of course, there's no difference, the fact that you now covered the fire versus the fire was covered before. You shouldn't put it down. It doesn't have to be boiling hot as long as it wasn't cooled off. Now, can I take a metal pot, or more practically, can I take a blech and put it out on the fire on Shabbos? So it's an interesting discussion, because the question is, if you heat up a metal rod on Shabbos to the point that it turns red, right? That is bishul. That's mevashel on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. So the Chazon Ish actually holds that you can't take a metal pot and put it on that wasn't on there before Shabbos, an empty metal pot, and put it on Shabbos. The same thing will a chayr be with a metal blech to be put on with Shabbos. Other paiskim, it seems, Ramesha and other paiskim disagree, and they say that as long as it won't become red hot, and it is okay to do it on Shabbos. So the one thing that would be negayah, so if you want to go ahead and you're not at home, you're traveling, you're trying to figure it out, and you take a whole bunch of silver foil and you put it down on top of the fire in order that your pot shouldn't get as hot, the silver foil will turn red hot. And that would be problematic. But if you, b'shas hadchag, you didn't have a choice and you forgot to put your blech on, l'chayr, it seems over here that you could go ahead and put your blech on Shabbos. All right, Siv Dalet. Yesh limchais b'yad nehagim. Here's another very important halacha. Yesh limchais b'yad nehagim. Let's see what he talks about, the case, and then we'll see how it's negated to us. Yesh limchais b'yad nehagim l'hatn b'yom kumkun shamayim chamim. They take a hot pitcher of water, and they wrap it up. They do atmana on it. Okay. V'noisnoisel l'toich hakadeira v'shabbos k'shatafet shumasamit. So now your chalent is getting dried out. So what do? You take this boiling water, it's not really boiling anymore, but it was boiling before Shabbos, that you wrapped it up, you did atmana on it, has to be atmana, that's not maizav chol, so you wrapped it up, let's say in towels, and now you want to add the water to the chalent that is sitting on the fire. So he says, you should stop, you shouldn't be doing this. Let's see the Mishabur white. What does it mean to say? You prepare hot water from before Shabbos, in case I want to add it to my challah, to my food. V'das ha-shulchan aruch limchais v'zeh. He says it's a problem. It's possible that one of the things is yatzeh ledes. So let's say the challah is still yatzeh ledes. The water cooled down, that it's no longer yatzeh ledes. U'kshemar echad l'chaver mitavshilim zeh zeh. I pour one into another, and they cook from each other. V'ayim acharim shakasu d'lufi ma sh'yivoy l'kam v'sim v'shin yuches sif tez vav baga. We're going to see over there when you get to Shenyun Ches, actually, Machlaikas with Machaber and the Ramah. The Ramah says that if something was cooked up completely before, it was boiling, and it didn't yet cool down completely, then it's not Bishul. Okay? So then, if that's the case, if the water cooled down, still warm, but not Yatzeledes, then it wouldn't be Bishul. We put in our bowl kitnius. We go ahead and we take the gravy from the meat and we pour it over it. In Cain, Kimishai Kitnius, the Klisheni, the Kitnius is a Klisheni. The Eri, whom a Klirishain, Havale Bishel. You're going from a Klirishain, you're pouring onto a Klisheni. Again, we're going to get much more into detail of this later on. But Pashit, you're doing, right? Klirishain is the primary pot that had the hot meat, the hot gravy from the meat. You took your Kitnius, your beans, and you put them into a bowl. Now, the bowl is a Klisheni. I'm pouring from a Kli Rishon into a Klisheni. Iru Kli Rishon, pouring from a Kli Rishon Klisheni is considered like a Kli Rishon. So now I'm cooking. Ela Karcha. So why are we allowed to do this? The cave in Shaloin Ligami Lashaikh, since it's not totally cool, it's not Bishal. The Efshalish, keeping our Ramah, Masha Kasa, the Shin Yud Ches. This is what the Ramah means when he tells us, look into Shin Yud Ches. It's not so bad, you can do this. When we call Makam Mashri Magan Avram Maskanah, so what is Magan to come out at the end? Avshin Limchas Biyadin Hagin L'Hakol. Even those that are Makel in this, they have who to be Saimachan. Toiv Yosef Lindai Chaloy Laris Harais Chum Neklishen Lekara Al Mashe B'Toychek Kim V'Kaf. Better don't go ahead and take what. So I put my kidneys, my beans. I made string beans. I put them into a bowl, which Klisheni. I now want to pour hot gravy on top of it. Don't pour from the meat pot onto the kidneys. Go ahead and use a ladle. Now the ladle becomes not really a klisheni, but once you take it out, it becomes and you pour it over. It's like a klisheni to a klisheni. But if the kidneys that have some liquid with it too are totally cooled off. You shouldn't use a klirishon to pour it on it, so it could be very practical. You made some sort of vegetable, and you have a hot sauce that you want to put on top of it. I give you more practical. I appreciate more. We have oyster steak sliced up, medium rare, perfect. And you have a wine reduction shallot sauce sitting on the blech that's nice and hot. Don't take from the pot and pour it on the meat, which is totally cool, right? The meat has some gravy with it too. So now you're pouring from a clear rishon onto something that's totally cool. Take a ladle and you take it out of the pot and then put it on the meat. So you shouldn't be going from a clear rishon onto something that is totally cool. Now, where does it also come? Very important to us. Okay. Hope I didn't make the Elam too hungry. Where does it come very important to us is more practical. So I have my chalent on my blech or in the crock pot, and now I realize it's a little dried out. I want to add water. So it depends, where am I adding the water from? So if I have another pot, I have a chaynik like the old fashioned on the blech that's also hot, right? So they're both equal. So I'm pouring from one into the other. It's not a problem. There's one thing you should be careful about. We'll talk about it in a second, but that's l'chayre not a problem. But what happens if I have the hot water in my urn that I have to pump out, right? So what should I do? To go ahead and put it into another cup and then bring it over to the blech. So now that becomes a klisheni, and I'm pouring from a klisheni back into a klirishon that's on the blech, right? So what you should do is you should go ahead and take the pot and carry it, if you can, carry it over to the urn. And pump the water directly into it, and then take the urn into a pot. Now, third scenario: let's say I want to take chicken soup and put it into my chalon for whatever reason. I don't know why somebody would do that, but let's just use it as an example, right? But I can't lift up the pot. The chicken soup is very heavy. I can't lift it up. And I'm gonna use a ladle. So I got a problem. Ladle becomes klisheni, and now I'm putting it into the chalent, which is a klirishon. So they say you should leave the ladle. I don't know the exact scenario, and this would be practical, but leave the ladle in the pot for a number of minutes, that the ladle should become very hot. And this way, the ladle becomes like a klirishon too. One more thing to be careful, two more things to be careful about when you're adding water to the chalent. Number one, if you're going to your urn and you're doing it, or you have a samovar and you're pouring it over, that's also usually used for coffee. So you want to make sure that it doesn't become fleishig. So you should do your best to hold the pot as low as possible. So the steam shouldn't, very, very hot steam, shouldn't come up right away and hit the urn and potentially make the urn into, if you hold Zeya Milsa, which is a shiloh, but it shouldn't make the urn fleishig. So you should be careful about it. Another thing is, if your chalent, and we'll talk more about this later on, but since we're talking about adding water to the chalent, if your chalent is not in a special called sarchai, we're going to learn later, you're not allowed to mix it, right? So you got to be careful when you pour the water into it. You shouldn't use a spoon to mix the water in. Number one, you're not allowed to mix it. But even more than that, don't pour the water very, very quickly, because you pour the water very, very quickly, you are going to end up with you're going to end up with mixing the water just by the pressure, mixing the chalent just by the pressure of the water. And since your chalent's not mishpashal kol tzarchei, you're not allowed to do that. So those are just some of the items that we should be careful about. Okay, we'll stop over here. And if that's a sham, we will continue on Monday. I know what day of the week it is.